ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump changing course in the trade war with European allies. The president announcing he is now delaying implementing those 50% taxes on European Union goods until July 9th. He had threatened a June 1st tariff date. Ceasefire talks stalled in the fight between Russia and Ukraine.
We've seen 3 days and nights of continuous strikes, many of them focused on the capital, Kyiv. President Zelensky again appealing to the US and Europe to intervene. But President Trump speaking out in some of his most critical comments yet of Russian leader Putin, saying he's gone absolutely crazy, but also criticising President Zelensky, saying everything out of his mouth causes a problem.
ABC's Ian Pannell. Israel continuing its airstrikes in Gaza, hitting a school where families had been sheltering. Israel says that school was being used as a Hamas training center. The Senate now debating the budget the House passed last week. Some Republicans want even bigger spending cuts. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're celebrating the Memorial Day holiday and you're overindulging, plan to have a designated driver or utilize a rideshare app. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. The Tow to Go program means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car but has had too much can call AAA and they'll tow your car where you need it to go. You do not need to be a AAA member to use the service. It's available through tomorrow morning. And a proposal at the state capitol would expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day.
And anytime you're in a car, you should be wearing a seatbelt. That's what authorities are focusing most on for the next few days. Law enforcement agencies across the country and across Wisconsin have started their annual campaign to reinforce seatbelt wearing. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
You can find more Wisconsin news at civicmedia.us. Hope you're having a safe holiday weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers return to the practice field tomorrow for the start of OTAs, organized team activities. It's the next step in the team's offseason program to see what they've got in rookie wide receivers like Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, selected in the draft. Hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals season came to an end last night. They lost 3-2 at home to the Texas Stars to end their playoff run. Baseball, Brewers with a 3-game series at home against the Boston Red Sox today through Wednesday. The Crew with a 6-5 win over the Pirates on Sunday, thanks to RBI doubles from Caleb Durbin and Bryce Terang, who was just 1-for-24 heading into the game.
I'm not even really scuffling. I'm hitting balls hard, just right to people. It's big to get that run, but like I said earlier, it's Durbin to move the chain, you know, those guys to have good at-bats is the reason why I even got an opportunity, so you can go down a big rabbit hole.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 70 with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop to 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of only 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba will be here to break down all the news of the weekend. Kathy Giorgio, whose book has been banned in Waukesha, will join us. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, Memorial Day edition. Todd and Amanda, we're combing through all the great music that we've had on the Jim and John show. Friday mornings at 8:30, we do the live music series. Dennis Peters joins us, and we bring live music to the audience.
And we bring it because we know you guys want it. Like, yes. These aren't just any musicians. These are local musicians from the area. And our next feature is Brad Bordini, who, by the way, apparently used to be a therapist. So he has a different take on music than your average John.
Your average John?
Your average John, I said it.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what that means.
Well, right now, we have a very special guest, Brad Bordini. Dennis, take it away.
Great to see you in studio, my friend. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
If you could tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you here, et cetera.
I've been playing music for, I don't know, 30 some years. And actually, you had my very good friend and bandmate, Kurt Gunn, on recently. And so he reached out to, we have a small group of really close musicians. And he reached out, he said, hey, you guys should get in touch with them. And
that's awesome.
They're wonderful people, and you'll have a good time.
This is our favorite segment of the week.
The word is getting out.
Everybody talks about it. We love it.
Yeah, this is awesome. It's really great to have you on board, my friend. Yeah.
And even for us, like Jim and I, to sit this close to you, the musicians doing it, it's like, whoa, I pulled back the curtain and how you guys do these.
Yeah. I think a lot of people know you, and you've got an interesting background. And I want to get to the music, but do you mind? I mean, sort of share a little bit about, you know, what you've been going through. Because we try to, like, inform people and to be healthy, be good, just enjoy the music that we have here, all the talent. But, you know, you're fighting something right now that you're getting through. And I just start thinking about you.
Yeah, we were just discussing that before we came on. And so I was diagnosed with a stage 3B colon cancer in May, and just happened to notice some blood, you know.
Yeah.
And reached out to my sister-in-law's a surgeon, and reached out to her, and she got me set up with some people, and found out I had a tumor and some cancerous polyps and stuff. So I had surgery. Recovery is about six weeks after that.
It's very curable.
Chemo.
Yeah, it is. So how are you doing with the music scene?
We're doing great. I released my second album in December, and it was nominated for a lot of kind of like the Grammys. We had the Whammies.
Oh, yes. We were a couple of the presenters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, so I just had surgery, so I got out of, like, I had to make myself walk and do the requirements to get out, and I'm like, I got to go to the award show. I'm nominated. So they were, the hospital staff was wonderful. Wow. But
were you there?
Awesome. I ended up being there. I was kind of there. I mean, I was on, on some pain meds, but I had the fortune of being nominated for many, you know, awards there.
Good for you.
But I've been it's been a whirlwind since. We've been playing duos with I have the Brothers Gunn, which is with Kurt Gunn. And
so, Brad, when you get to the studio, I know we're going to get to a song real quick. Do you have your songs all developed in advance? You know exactly what the arrangement's going to be, or do you kind of leave it open just to see what happens?
Just for interpretation?
Yeah, no. So most of my stuff I have kind of dialed in, and I send it to the rhythm section, and then they play with it sometimes, you know, and it's funny because I'll write something that's almost like this soft, sweet thing, and they come in just crashing on it. I'm like, okay, I guess that's what we're going to go with, you know. But I learned from from Kurt. He was my sage, and he said, whatever Mark tells you, Mark Goldie, whatever he tells you, just do it. You know, he's like, he's got a lot of awards, you know, so go with that, you know. So I just kind of let it develop as it is.
What would you like to play for us, my good sir?
This is one of my, I just figured with the cold and everything, and I was like, you know, I'm going to hold on to that hope of, you know, summer and stuff. So this is one of my songs called Summer Days.
You're my brother.
All right. I'm on board.
Flying leaves, frozen ground, where you're breathing, I am bound. Catch the feeling of autumn days, simpler time and way. See the smile washing over all who find her. The ways I kept it so close for these summer days. Winter comes uninvited, little hope running high. Gather all inside your mind, chasing light to survive. See the smile washing over all who find her. See the ways I kept it so close for these summer days. Control what she does. Shine or rain remains the same. Remember, hide your love. See the smile washing over all who find her. See the ways I kept it so close for these summer days.
Great.
Very nice,
Thank
Brad.
You. Thank you very much.
I agree. An uninvited winter. When did you write? Did you write that in January, or do you like, where do you get your inspiration to write? I want to ask. But that song, I'm assuming you wrote in the winter.
Yeah, actually, it was more about kind of the season of discontent. You know, in other words, kind of like a cold in relationships and stuff. But it also, you know, musicians always have dual meanings for everything.
Yes, you
know,
and, you guys do.
No, it's interesting because, you know, in my line of work, I was a psychotherapist for, you know, 20 years and did hospital work and everything. And what I noticed was, especially in this area, you know, wintertime, we have a lot of seasonal affect stuff. You know, a lot of people get really sad and down. And there's so many people that it's almost like dual personalities, you know, like you shift into this different feeling.
Right.
And you got to hold on to hope. You have to find a way to hold on to hope. And just like while I'm going through the cancer stuff, you just shift your beliefs. You know, you literally have to just think your way through a lot of stuff. And that's not the only way to do it. Obviously you have to do many other things, but that's kind of where that came from. It was like
Love
this
it.
Idea of holding on to
search for the light.
Yeah.
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 Now Jim's going to ask this question. Who was it that really lit that spark for you to do what you're doing right now?
Yeah. My dad, one of his best friends when he was, you know, kind of, this is like Vietnam time. His one of his best friends, his name was Beats, and his name was Bill Bruckner, and he was one of the old school, you know, the FM. Remember,
sure.
Do you remember on old Saturday Night Live, they had like the, you could switch between AM, FM,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
He was like, hey guys, how you doing? And then he switched, hey, you know, like the FM stuff.
Dan Aykroyd, right?
That's who Beats was. He was kind of like the FM guy. You know, he was, hey, you know. And so he was this amazing guy that would make, like, mixtapes for my dad, you know. And So I grew up listening to, you know, Eric Clapton and you know, old school, you know, and then eventually Stevie Ray Vaughan and things like that and blues and stuff. So I just got into it. I taught myself how to play. I played, I don't know, 18, 19 instruments, something like that. But I just teach myself how to play them. And so that's just kind of how it sparked.
Awesome.
From my dad, you know.
You say you learned to play 18 or 19 instruments?
Yeah, yeah. I just kind of sit with them. My wife bought me a mandolin 1 year for Christmas, and I think in 30 minutes I was writing songs and stuff. It was really fun. I do have to say, I have to give credit where credit's due, because I think he's listening right now. Mr. Kurt Gunn did advise I play that song. So I give credit where credit's due. Right. So thanks, Kurt.
Thanks
good
for
call,
it.
Buddy.
Yeah. We enjoyed having him here.
Yeah.
That was great. Where can we see you? You talked about the facility,
the porch
in De Pere, but where else are you guys? Yeah, and what's your Facebook and how follow you?
So I do have, if you search Brad Bordini on Facebook, there's two versions. I got my personal page, and I cross over all my stuff because, you know, we do a bunch of different things in the community and whatever. But the one that has me with, like, kind of, you know, my fedora, like large hat and a guitar and stuff, that one's my band one. Okay. And then I have a personal one as well. But you can find most of my, you know, performance dates on there. And then we have the Brothers Gunn. And again, that's also on Instagram as well. So we've got, you know, two different accounts that way. And
so how does a guy get, or as they say on TV, how do we get a hold of your music? How do we plug in? How do we?
Great question. So if you go any streaming platform, basically I have, you know, once we get it up and running, Mark's got, I think he sends it out. I can't remember how we did that, but it's on Spotify. It's okay. On YouTube videos, you know, stuff like that. So
profit the most from your music besides Spotify? You get like 800ths of a cent for every million, you know,
yeah,
plays.
I'm not supporting the family on that. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do we support you the best?
You know, you can, I think you can purchase the albums on, I think, Bandcamp, stuff like that. So, all right. This
tips are always appreciated for the.
There you go. There you go. So, all right. This this one's called City Lights.
Driving the night across the county line. Got nothing left ahead or behind. I know in the night I believe that I would be the man you thought I could. Now, hide in your eyes and cover up my lies to the truth that only you and I can write. As the tears fall down, they hit me like a wave that'll wash me to my grave. The city lights and midnight fights call me home again. Talking in your sleep, it quiets the voices in my head. They're out in my head. Oh, 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 oh. So I go there, my friend, to the edge of town, where your loved ones laid me down. It's where we'll decide if the stars align, who will make it out alive. The city lights and midnight fights call me home again. Keep talking in your sleep, it quiets the voices in my head. It's out in my head. Oh, 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 oh. Seen this all before, and I know how the story goes. Which one wins, no one really knows. At the end of the day, how much can you let go? Will you let love win or be on your own? Will you let love win or be on your own? Oh, 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 oh.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care. This Memorial Day, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW would like us all to reflect on the words of Franklin D. Roosevelt. Those who have long enjoyed such privileges as we enjoy forget in time that men have died to win them. This message made possible by Hubbard Electric. Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc is the area's top choice for electrical contractors because they're focused on quality and value. Call today, 920-686-1180.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. This is a special edition of the show on this Memorial Day featuring Todd, producer, Amanda, producer, and the music from the live Mino and the Mayor music series that we feature on Friday mornings. Very special one right now. This is for the kids. Turn it up. This is Strategic.
My name is Brandon. I go by Strategic.
There you go.
That's my stage name. Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, good to be with you guys this morning. Thanks
great
for
to
having
have
me.
You here, man. Yeah. Where are you from? We're born and raised, the whole thing. Give us all the background.
Born in Appleton, yep. Went to school in Milwaukee, came back to Appleton, been playing all around the state.
Let's hear some, brother.
I'm going to do for you guys a song from my most recent album that came out last year called Possibilities. And this is a song called With My Beating Heart.
The clock is ticking even faster now. I'll make it through this, I just don't know how. Chances to prove myself every single day. Not afraid to fail and learn from my mistakes. Take it for granted.
story unfolds. And I won't take it for granted. Every beat is magic, and the story unfolds. With my beating heart, with my beating heart, I'm gonna get it right. With my beating heart, hey, with my beating heart, with my beating heart, gonna get it right. With my beating heart, I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Strategic in the house with our Dennis from the Glam Band Music Series.
Hey, I heard you have got something new coming out.
Yeah, so
something unique.
Always, always. Something, life of a musician.
Well, something for our future. So tell us about that.
I've been recording and working on a kids album.
Yeah, awesome. We heard about that.
Yeah, actually, it's a second volume. I already released another volume back in 22.
Right.
So it's been out a while, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It was just kind of a natural thing that happened during COVID. My kids and I playing around and just writing these silly songs, and
that's awesome.
It's like other people might want to hear these.
Tell us about the kids aspect, though. I think that's what type of message are you trying to send in your music to kids?
Well, I think it's a couple things. I think, you know, especially in this area, I think family's a big thing, and so just kind of playing into that a little bit with all the great things that we have going on in this Northeast Wisconsin area.
Where do we find you socially?
Socially is Strategic Rock. Usually, if you just look that up anywhere, okay, you'll find me.
So. Fantastic.
Let's hear some Strategic Rocking It Out with children's music. Thanks on your new album. It's great stuff. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you. This is called Shota. Shota, Limit Your Screens. Saw him sitting on the couch. I said, how many have you watched? They said, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5. And I said, I think that is just about enough. Next came crying, yelling sort of stuff. Now it's clear to me, you've reached your shoulder. So I said, limit your screams, limit your screams. Spend time with your family. Life is better when we can see your face. Turn off the shows, turn off the games. Sometimes you just need a little break. Find another way to use your brain. Well, it hadn't even been 2 hours. This whole plan went totally sour. They are asking me what they can do. And I said, almost anything that you please, except for staring at a screen. That's the way it goes when you've reached your shoulder. So I said, limit your screams, limit your screams. Spend time with your family. Life is better when we can see your face. Turn off the shows, turn off the games. Sometimes you just need a little break. Find another way to use your brain. Spend time with your family. Life is better when we can see your face. Turn off the shows, turn off the games. Sometimes you just need a little break. Find another way to use your brain.
All these screens are making us insane. Maybe you should go outside and play.
Strategic! Yeah, that is awesome.
In the rain today.
Outstanding.
I don't know who's going to vote higher on that. The kids or the parents.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 97.9 WGBW.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Governor Tony Evers is pushing for more support from the state legislature after a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development. Republican lawmakers removed more than 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Evers also highlighted a lawsuit against the Trump administration's cuts to AmeriCorps. And a relief for many patients, UW Health has announced a new multi-year contract with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Officials say it will guarantee healthcare access for Anthem members at various UW Health facilities across the state. The two companies had been negotiating for months and just kept doing extensions of the same deal. According to a press release, the newly agreed-upon contract will cover employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act Marketplace plans. And every spring, officials across the state have to remove abandoned boats from Wisconsin shorelines. It can be a really time-consuming process, and every year in Milwaukee, it's almost turned into a spectator event people show up to watch. And now, state lawmakers are proposing a bill that would add hefty fines for folks who leave their boats out. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The proposal comes days after a cabin cruiser named Deep Thought was pulled from the Milwaukee shoreline and a yacht named Sweet Destiny was towed from the St. Croix River. The proposed legislation would give owners 30 days to collect their boat after law enforcement authorities deem it abandoned. If the boat isn't removed, the owners could face a $10,000 fine and up to 9 months in jail.
You can find more Wisconsin stories and all our shows anytime on the Civic Media app or on our website, civicmedia.us. On your Memorial Day, I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George Wendt by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 70 with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of only 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong, they tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, a Memorial Day edition of the show. Again, remember what today is all about. Hopefully you will log on our websites and find some events to partake in today. And remember those men and women who lost their lives for our country.
And all you have to do is go to wgbw.fm or wiss.fm and click events.
We've got all the music this morning from our live music series. This is a special one because it combines music and chickens.
A very special chicken.
What's the chicken's name?
Scooter.
Scooter.
Scooter, who has a book written about him, who is 12 years old and has a coloring book, too.
I'm going to be honest. I like breaded chicken. Otherwise, get out of my way.
I don't want to read about the chicken. No, Jamie Lynn Fletcher is our next musical guest. And she, oh, my God, she has lived one heck of a life. And she's amazing.
Yep.
And obsessed with chickens. And we can't wait for you to hear more.
Tell everybody where you first met this guy.
At the opening of the Zippin' Pippin', I was the entertainment.
And we brought in the best.
That's right. You know, I mean, why not?
Elvis is no longer here.
That's right. And we had to do something.
We had to do something at that level.
Yeah.
So, yes, thank you. I'm glad you came to that. And
what do you mean the king is dead, baby?
So that was actually at Graceland, for real. Like, that was his roller coaster?
Yeah. Yes. And he rode that, and he would buy it out. And bring his friends there.
Okay.
And he rode that for hours and hours and hours.
What was that?
Yeah.
He took drugs on there. It was just too bad. But could you believe he fit in that cart?
I hope you cleaned all the drugs out.
We did. The only cart that's original is the first one. But anyway, a couple things. Anyway, thank you for doing that. That's really been quite a success.
It was super fun.
And we still have fun. We have Elvis night and
awesome.
A lot of.
Do you play Elvis?
Do you know who?
No.
Do you know who goes out there? And my daughter was one of them.
Frank does.
Between the at a wedding, between the mass and the reception, we have a lot of bridal parties that go out there and ride it, which I think is like really cool.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Just like I'm in Green Bay. Let's
have
some
beautiful tradition.
And they can cut the line. We allow that. So anyway, but thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason it's been so successful because of you.
Of
course, you know that.
Dennis,
how are you doing?
We love having you as part of this. You and Jamie, both two extremely popular local professional musicians.
Well, she is anyway.
What's the same wavelength that you guys have battled and gone through to get where you are today?
Well, like we used to both have long hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
I gave that up for Lent.
Yeah.
It was getting in my way.
Okay.
I was, you know, sometimes you just got to pull it back and be mature.
Oh, so what's my excuse? I cut mine. I still don't have an excuse yet.
Jamie, are you a fan of his type of music, the 80s glam?
I'm actually more of a 90s hip hop girl.
Did you hear that?
There's no better out there, John.
there are a lot of great tunes in the 80s, and I need to check out your band more. I'm sorry, I have chickens. Like, I'm doing the farmette thing.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not saying you have beautiful chickens.
Thank you.
Has anyone ever said you have beautiful chickens?
A couple times.
Okay. You do have beautiful chickens.
Are you really doing the farmette thing?
Yeah.
I tried that.
Okay. No.
Is that in Brilliant or in Stangleville?
Bought a place out there, 40 acres, and I thought that would be cool to kind of live out there and still have the amenities of the city 25 miles.
It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
No, I grew up with chickens. Like, I was raising glamoury chickens when I was a kid. I was showing them in all the competitions, training them, blah, blah, blah. I had chickens before chickens were cool, so I am a farm girl. Like,
you're from the UP, aren't you?
No, my mom is.
Your mom.
My mom is. Yeah. So
I got to talk. Okay, we're going to have you perform, but we want to talk a little bit about your books.
Okay.
Your children's books. Go ahead and talk about those, please.
So Scooter, the matriarch of my chicken coop, she is like a miracle chicken. So she's got more lives than a cat. And She had a really bad accident when she was young, and there was a feral cat.
Was she driving?
Cat attack. She wasn't. Well, she drives now, but she's really good at manual transmission. I mean, we don't screw around with automatics in Fletcherville. She will steal your car. She will totally steal your car. You leave any door open, car door, she'll be in it. You leave the back door open in the house, she'll be in. My chickens are, they are free ranging. Like, but you got to be careful because they'll get lost in the garage. They'll get in your car. Anyway, so Scooter, I've had so many people throughout her life tell me, oh, you got to write a Scooter needs a book. And she is going on 12 now, which is like a million years in chicken years.
Wow.
And she's beautiful. She's a silver lace Polish, you know, with the floofy, glamoury
she's
hair.
She's beautiful,
that,
yeah.
So she's gotten so much attention, and my chickens actually have been some of the faces of McMurray National Hatchery Magazine. And I know, it's a big deal. I've been ordering from them since I was a kid. But
is that like Cat Fancy or something?
Kind of. This is like for crazy chicken people.
Okay. I didn't know there was such a thing as crazy chicken people.
There are crazy chicken people. But
I know the funky chicken.
All right, sit down, Dennis.
Okay. Don't ever do that again.
So we started last year, and I was invited to go play Chicken Fest in Webster City, Iowa. Rory Feek was closing. I was opening. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
I should have been closing. But it was just super fun. So I said, Scooter, we got to get the book out before we go to Chicken Fest. And she had like town hall meetings to do and stuff because she was running for president at the time, too. She had like a whole campaign with T-shirts.
This is your chicken we're talking about.
This is my chicken.
Okay.
This is my chicken.
Incredible story.
So that's her first children's book, and it's Scooter hatching. And a lot of chicks don't make it, and people don't know that. It's really hard. You cannot help them hatch either. It can take up to 24 hours. They have to do it on their own. I mean, you can if it gets really struggly, but then you probably will have a weak bird. They have to get through this. So it's sort of the human struggle of she's trying, and she hits so many walls, literally the inside of the shell, and she wants out because she wants to experience something bigger in the world than being in her safe zone in the shell. It's the hero struggle.
Right.
Okay. She's in her safe zone, but she's a really active, planning, plotting, adventurous little being. But she gets too big for her shell, and then she wants more. But it's really hard to break through the shell.
I love the metaphors.
Okay, I like this.
And so we just finished your coloring book. That's all hand sharpied. I burned out 5 Sharpies.
Did you do all the artwork?
Yeah, I did. Because I was too cheap to hire somebody.
And you think it looks great like that.
See, looks at the chicken scene. I can't wait to see what else I'm going to grow into. Now I have these big legs.
That's her campaign flyer from last year.
Well, this isn't a normal looking chicken. I mean, this is. I mean,
yeah,
that's
right. Exactly.
She's beautiful, and she knows it.
All right, ready to play, Jamie?
Yeah. I got asked to do this when everything was just falling apart in life, and I was contacted by what would be like NPR in Japan, because I did some gigs over there, and they were doing.
You did gigs in Japan?
I did. Yeah, and they were doing a documentary on Hiroshima on the anniversary, and they contacted me and said, asked if I would write a song for world peace. I was completely broke, and I just said, God, can you help me? Can you just write a song? Because I have no idea. And the song came out, and it was just, it's sort of a message that's really applicable today as
cool.
well.
Cool. Let's do it.
It's just about
Jamie Lynn Fletcher.
You know, we're so divided in society.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. And I have a degree in politics and a master's of broadcast journalism. And I know how the system works, unfortunately. And so this is.
Okay. It's going to be okay.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
So, here we go. This is called All the Love That Can Be. I know you're tired and weary, and the world is going mad. You scream, what are we doing? Is this the best that can be had? But when I look into your eyes, I see you, I see me, I see all the love that can be. So turn off all the chaos, the confusion, and the lies. We're taught to judge, to run, to hate, to live in a divide. But what's really in your heart? Just take off that disguise, 'cause I see you, I see me, I see all the love that can be. So take my hand. Like a compass always pointing north, you know just where I am, I will be there. So count the stars above, and I will write a little song for each and every one that your heart might wish upon. So go and find your dreams, and those roads will lead us back to one if you and I believe in all the love that can be. If you and I believe in all that love that can be, 'cause I see you, I see me, I see all the love that can be. It's
Jamie Lynn Fletcher. Yay. What did I tell you about her, Todd? What did I tell you about her voice? How clean it was, or it is. I mean, it's just pure. It's
awesome. Thank you. This is way too early in the morning for me.
Wait, well, you got to hear one thing, though. She mentioned a little bit. Talk about your journalism background. Your education. I mean,
I was wondering if you're going to ask about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to get too weird, but I undergrad, I changed my major 7 times to basically avoid all I wanted to do was be a musician when I was a kid.
Sure.
But didn't have a lot of money as a kid, you know, growing up kind of poorish, lower, middle classish kind of thing. And so you're going to be something real, right? So I had an it was just a struggle trying to find something that could make an impact in the world. So I ended up in political science and international relations and serving all sides and running around with the theatrics in Madison and Washington, D.C. Oh, the stories I could tell. You have no idea. And I literally just hated myself. So I was going to become a journalist.
Where was your degree from?
UW-Madison, the first round.
All right.
I somehow finished in 4 years, and then I got a master's of broadcast journalism at Northwestern, and I ended up being a correspondent out in D.C. for 5 minutes, a little more than five, but it felt like a lifetime. I hated myself. I really did. And this is not, and it's not a cut on journalists, but I was not being truthful. I'm at these diplomat parties at the National Press Club, and all the hoity-toities, and everybody's schmoozing. It's the whole thing. It's the game. And in the corner was the band. It was music to be ignored by. Nobody at that party cared. And they were having such a blast. And they were the most honest people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, my gosh, I just want to be music to be ignored by. Literally, I didn't want to be here if I couldn't do music. And that sounds really severe, but that's how severe it was. But yeah. I didn't have enough money to go to music school and all that stuff. And I prayed really hard. I got home with a master's, and I just said, Lord, you put this thing in my heart, and I don't want to be here if I can't do it, but I had no outlet. And the next morning, the phone rang with a gig on Carnival Cruise Lines. My name had been passed through like a million channels. I auditioned for Bill's band, and basically it was laughable because I had no idea what I was doing on piano. I knew like Misty and Satin Doll. And he said, you just need to get your butt kicked. That's all. You've got it in your heart and your ear. It's not under your fingers. It's not in your brain, but we're going to do this, you know. Oye, que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina. Que vem que passa no doce balanço, caminho de mar. Moça do corpo durado, do sol de Ipanema, céu balançado e mais. Que um poema e a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Oh, porque estou tão sozinho. Ah, porque tudo é tão triste. Ah, a beleza existe. A beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, ah. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo só indo se enche graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. Por causa do amor.
Chickens, music, they go together. Jamie Lynn Fletcher on Mino and the Mayor and the Memorial Day Music Special. Again, featuring all that great music that we present to you every Friday morning at 8:30 on the Live Music Series.
And it's Mino and the Mayor without Mino and the Mayor.
Yeah, it's Todd and Amanda. We always do the work. I mean, let's be honest about this. We've got a few seconds, all right? We do all the work. They show up. They BS for a living, as Mino says, right?
Yep.
And then we put together a promo before they walk out the door at exactly 10 after 9.
Sometimes a little longer. Sometimes.
Oh, you mean they stay a little bit longer?
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah, but just to sit around and BS some more. Like, get out of here. We got work to do.
But that's why we love Fridays, because, I mean, we end the note on, like, music.
Absolutely.
We end it on music. We end it with Dennis, who's amazing, by the way. And it's just the best way.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your Pella experience starts with a free in-home consultation.
It was a really comfortable kitchen table chat. We knew Pella was going to get it right the first time, and they designed a project with us. They didn't just replace our windows and doors.
There are so many options that are available, so it was nice to have someone narrow those down, and they made sure that the design was what we wanted.
Don't wait. Get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 531-2025.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Belen. A little empathy changes everything.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
This Memorial Day, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW would like to give thanks and recognize men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy holiday weekend. This message made possible by Dan Reisner & Sons Excavating, serving all your excavating and truck needs with over 40 years experience. Call 920-897-2397 today.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, our Memorial Day music special right here. Todd and Amanda with you. We've got one more segment.
And if you've ever wondered what it's like to start a band on a bet, then Grand Union is the band for you, because that's how they started like 18 years ago.
Yep.
Was someone bet that this hardcore metal guy couldn't do a country band.
Guess what? They did it.
And it's Grand Union. We have McKenna and Jake who have joined us with some fantastic music. And McKenna, who, by the way, has never been in any other band, sounds like she's been doing it her whole life.
Oh, my God. She's awesome. These guys rock.
Check it out.
Jake and I are two of the lead vocalists in Grand Union. The band has been around since 2007.
Wow.
Fun fact, it was started on a dare.
Really?
So, yeah, that's kind of funny. Still ripping, but there's four other guys in the band with us, and I've only been in the band 3 years. Jake's been around longer, but...
I think six now.
Yeah.
6 years. Yeah,
so,
talk about the dare. What was it?
So Steve Pollack was the original founding member of Grand Union, and he is a rock and roll guy at heart.
Right.
This guy loves, we're talking Kiss, that kind of stuff.
Kiss!
And somebody said, I dare you to do a country band. And Steve goes, watch me. And next thing you know, it's kind of took off from there. And there's been a few iterations of Grand Union throughout the years.
Sure.
And this is just the latest one. He put a good almost 18 years in.
So do you write your own? Tell me about your music.
So the current lineup of the band is myself, McKenna. Jason McNabb is the latest addition we just got.
Wow, that's a great pickup,
I'm so excited to have him in the group. He's a phenomenal vocalist, great guitar player. We have Phil Smith, who's our fiddle player, guitar player, virtuoso. He's incredible. Josh Freimiller is our drummer. And then Tim Beekler, bass player, left-handed bass player, plays like nobody else, and just it's just been such a great group.
We play quite a bit of country music.
Right.
I would say we're rooted
that
in country.
That's kind of been your staple over the years.
Yeah. Yeah. But Jake has an incredible range, and so we'd be silly to not take advantage of it. So we mix in some rock and roll. We play some Take On Me. And
Tell
us a little bit about your background.
My background?
Yes.
This is the first band that I've ever been in.
Wow.
You wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it. I know.
No, right?
You wouldn't
know. Yeah, I mean, I've been singing my whole life. I've done a lot of really cool random things, you know, like National Anthem at Fenway Park. I've been in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Very random things.
Where are you from?
Wow. Here.
And you sang at Fenway?
I did, yes. But yeah, the opportunity came to audition for the band. I was a little intimidated because it wasn't like I've never been in a band, but I went for it and I got it. And it's just been the joy of my life.
Well, we got to hear you guys. Let's play some. Okay. Let's go.
Sure. Kenna May and Jake Allen in studio this morning.
It was right after senior year, just before the summer disappeared. We went riding them old farm ruts, hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket neath the sunset, being brave as 18 gets. We give each other more than our hearts, with the help of a mason jar. Drinking watermelon moonshine, we cut the bird with a little line. Parking back in them Kutsu vines. I was his and every bit of that boy was mine. Too young to know what love was, but we were learning on the sweepers. There's never nothing like the first time, and mine's always gonna taste like watermelon moonshine. I thought this how will last forever, and that ain't what it does. Maybe we drunk in love, or maybe we were just.
Okay, that's one of my all-time favorite country songs. It gives me goosebumps. You sound so much like her. I'm trying to think who it is.
Lainey Wilson.
You sound so much like her. It's incredible.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wow. Dennis.
Amazing.
You're the expert.
How do you do that? How do you sound so pure on a Friday morning?
Yeah, you know what? I sang my whole way here, but I was a little worried about those high notes there. Aside from Grand Union, Jake and I do an acoustic duo. Oh, we do this one for our acoustic one, but we don't do it with the whole band. So
Let me ask you about our community here. I know you're Nina Appleton Oshkosh. Enough venues for you to get exposed?
I would say I'm super thrilled with this area and the support we get to be able to play music live. I mean, to be able to play this many shows in this size of area as consistently as we do, I think it's incredible.
That's so great to
hear. It's a shout out to the bars and the people who put us on and hire us.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring. Strong love grows. She grew up good. She grew up so like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready to leave. So innocent, pure and sweet, American honey. There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long lost friend. Oh, I miss those days as the years go by. Oh, nothing sweeter than summertime and American honey. Get caught in the race of this crazy life, trying to be everything. Make you lose your mind. I just wanna go back in time to American honey. There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long lost friend. Oh, I miss those days as the years go by. summertime and American honey. Gone for so long now, I gotta get back to her somehow. To American honey. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, there's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long-lost friend. Oh, I miss her.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel launching more airstrikes over the weekend, killing scores of Palestinians and drawing international condemnation.
What we're seeing is increasingly Israel's allies being critical. Nine children, one devastating attack, killed in their home as one strike, and their mother, who's a pediatrician, was caring for people at a nearby hospital, the children ranging from just 7 months to 12 years old.
ABC's Ian Panel, Australia's Anthony Albanese calling Israel's blockade of food and medicine completely unacceptable. President Trump on social media saying he's not happy with Russian President Vladimir Putin after an overnight missile and drone strike in Ukraine that was described as the largest in the three-year-old war. The ball now in the Senate's court in the marathon race to pass the budget bill that President Trump has been pushing for. Nine people arrested so far for helping some of the 10 inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail elude capture. Five of those men are still out. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on